You're tuned in to Sports Bash Saturday with Matt Hammond on 97.3 ESPN FM.
And we do have breaking news coming from at Sheridan Scribe. Phil Sheridan, ESPN Nation, Eagles reporter. Eagles quarterback Mike Vick definitely not playing Sunday with hamstring. NFL source says questionable status irrelevant. Mike Vick will not be a go. He's not your starter. Nick Foles in. Breaking news from at Sheridan Scribe, according to an NFL source. Guess what, Nick Foles? Game on, bro. It is game on. To this point, I've said it. I think the belief in the Eagles organization is on par. Don't think you're the guy right now. Nick Foles, at this point, is playing for a starting job elsewhere. That's the way it goes. Guy goes down. The next guy comes in. He's trying to get himself a job. Because I don't think it's going to be here. And if he wants to have some kind of trade value moving forward, he needs to show up in these games. 609-573-3776. Text ESPN in the message to 89,000 at MKH973 on Twitter. Earlier it was reported by Ian Rappaport at Rapsheet. Eagles Bucks. Every snap on 97.3 ESPN FM. 1 o'clock kickoff, 12 o'clock pregame. It will go down despite the MRSA infection. We won't be giving you any more biology lessons. Recapping that awful movie, Contagion, with Matt Damon. Now it's just football. It's just football. And...
You really didn't like Contagion? No?
Dude, it was awful. It was so bad. Because the problem was it was like a cool and interesting and compelling storyline, but... It wasn't really a thriller. Definitely wasn't an action movie. So what was it? We need to label things. That's just our society. That's just where we're at. We need to label things. If we can label it, if we know what it is, if we can wrap our arms around it, then we can enjoy it. Great segue. Maybe the biggest problem I have with Nick Foles. What really is Nick Foles? Because when people say, oh, well, he's your conventional pocket passer, stand in the pocket and sling it. Is he, or is that a cop-out? Is that just what we default to? Well, he's not a running guy, so he's a passing guy. Is that really what he does well? Does he throw the deep ball exceptionally well? I mean, for all the knock on Kevin Cobb could sling it down the field. Connected with DeSean Jackson a bunch of times. When DeSean Jackson got knocked out by Dunta Robinson, he and Jeremy Maclin had a day. I think they had like a 50 or a 60-yard touchdown pass in that very game against Atlanta. What is Nick Foles and what does he really do well? What does Nick Foles really do well? The biggest problem that I'm having wrapping my arms around Nick Foles and giving him any real consideration as a guy who could be here for any extended period, I don't know what he is. Just like we said earlier, sell me Teddy Bridgewater, sell me Nick Foles right now. Why should I believe in Nick Foles? What does he do? Well, he threw a couple of nice touchdowns against the Giants. We already went over it early in the show. It was a good but not great ball to Brent Celek. Brent Celek made a great play. It was a good ball. Not going to take anything away from Foles, but if we're going to scrutinize through that lens, I mean, is that a great throw? It's a good throw. It's an NFL throw, but it was a better catch than it was a throw. On the fade to DeSean Jackson, do I know that those two on the same page, despite getting little to no reps together as first teamers? Do I know that Foles knew he was going to double move there? I don't. What is Nick Foles to this point? And moving forward, I mean, Scott, where do you fall in line, Scott?
What's that?
Nick Foles, where do you fall in line? Where who is he to you?
Well, I'm going back to your comparison with Alex Smith. I don't see, that's the thing, the difference between him and Alex Smith, and I'll put it right there. Alex Smith, I think we have seen his ceiling. I think we know what he's capable of. This is his, you know, however many offensive coordinators he's had, however many different systems he's had, we know what he's capable of. Do we really know what Nick Foles is capable of? Have we seen his ultimate potential?
But here's the thing. Other guys, when you come into the league right now, we said earlier in the show, we said that when you go look at the guys who are starting to flame out right now, who aren't starting, who were all kinds of hyped coming in, and have since fizzled, Josh Freeman, Sam Bradford, even a Matt Stafford. Great yards, but without Megatron, is that his security blanket? Andy Dalton. We thought it was because all these guys were taking advantage of the rule changes. Now we're starting to find that they just can't take on a full NFL playbook. Year two, three, four, as you're starting to get the meat of not only a contract but of their development, these guys start to crumble. Well, at least they had that foundation. I know Nick Foles threw for a bunch of yards in a couple meaningless garbage games when the Eagles were getting smoked, defenses were playing prevent, and he was able to dink and dunk down the field. 65 completion percentage, average of 250 yards a game, whatever it was. But does he have that same foundation? Andy Dalton, Matt Stafford, Sam Bradford, Josh Freeman. Those guys weren't able to take the next step, but I'll tell you what, their first step up is like, damn, we're at a point, and this has really been the case, when we can't get beholden to, well, what can they be? He needs to develop. We need to let them marinate. That's not where the league is anymore. There is something to be said for the way that we've changed the rules. Pass friendly, quarterback friendly. Guys can come in and have all kinds of success. But where those guys struggle isn't year one. It's in year three when we give them more, when we try to make them Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, give them responsibility. Nick Foles, he's not even blowing anybody's doors off with the training wheels on.
But has he had the opportunity is what I'm saying. Those other guys you mentioned is Bradford,
Andrew
Freeman.
Andrew Luck.
Andy Dalton were the guys, you know, from day one, we know this is your guy. You're getting first team reps, you know, not only preseason, not only training camp, but throughout the season. This will be his first time this year with this offense for the first team, you know,
in fairness,
outside
Mike,
of training camp.
Mike Vick stepped in. Kevin Cobb was the guy. Cobb goes down. Mike Vick steps in. Wasn't anointed the starter, didn't have the first team reps. He came in, he balled out. Does that make him the guy? No, but it can be done. Look at the problems on the offensive line. Everybody likes to bemoan their issues on the offensive line. Guess what? Andrew Luck took over a 2-14 team, one of the worst offensive lines in maybe 5 years, and he balled out. Peyton Manning right now, Manny Ramirez is his center. I mean,
Manny being Manny.
Not that Manny. If you saw the pictures when he was with the Tigers and their AAA, I mean, there was some pudge. He could have been a center. In any of the whole offensive line thing is completely overblown. If you're a cerebral guy, if you can set protections, if you can identify a defense pre-snap, react to it post-snap, get the ball out of your hands, the offensive line thing, it's much overblown. And, you know, again, with Nick Foles, show me something. We said it coming out of the break. We broke the news. He will play. Mike Vick, according to Sheridan Scribe, at Sheridan Scribe on Twitter, Phil Sheridan, ESPN Nation. Show me something. Coming up next, the one thing no one wants to admit in sports. Matt Hammond, Scott Ewing, and you here on a Saturday, 97.3 ESPN FM.